Then the kinds of fences that used to have around everybody's yard called a picket fence. That was in town, that wasn't in the country. And then just a plain old board fence that's planks, but not a, what's that first one I said? Not a rail fence, not made out of logs like this or that.
Right.
I guess that's the best.
What would you call a fence around an area where you grew vegetables?
Well, now let me see. Oh, you think of that, a garden fence?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the upright member between which you string the wire?
The post.
And
fence posts would be by way.
All right. Mm-hmm. Are there synonyms for rail fences that you think of?
Now there's something else we call it beside a rail fence, seems to me. Look at that old, can't think of anything but rail. There is another word. Do you have another word, Mary?
No, not really. Uh-huh. Are there different constructions of rail fences? The way
well, not in my mind. The rail fence is the logs, you know, laid mm-hmm. this way and that way and this way and that way, with no nails having to hold them.
Uh-huh. But there's no other way that they could be put together that you think of?
Not that I would think of as I speak of a rail fence. That's what I mean, the ones just laid up that way.
All right, now I think maybe we're getting into something that is easier for you.
I don't know more about it.
Kitchen type fun. Terms. Men generally know more about farms.
Yeah.
Women more
mm-hmm.
about, and men can mm-hmm. certainly be bewildered about kitchen.
Yes, terms. I expect so.
If you were trying to distinguish for someone the two types of dishes that you had,
mm-hmm.
you would have company dishes, of course,
yeah.
and your everyday dishes.
Mm-hmm.
In referring to your company dishes, you might say my
good china.
And what do you call the round, usually white object that you would put in a hen's nest to urge her to get with you lay?
We call them nest eggs, china eggs. We used to have them. I think we spoke of them as china eggs.
Right. What do you call?
I've forgotten about them. I hadn't thought of that in years. I was supposed to encourage them to lay, right?
I was supposed to make them think.
That's one egg I lay, another one.
That's right.
They
still use those at all.
I expect so.
Some people.
I expect so. People that raise these layers, you know, hens for eggs, I expect they do.
Did they use the same thing for darning, or was that a different sort of
thing? A darning egg. That was a smooth sort of a thing. It wasn't, well, my mama had a little gourd that was so smooth that she used for darning eggs, we call it. But you bought them, but they weren't like an egg that you put in the nest, the white china egg. They were generally, sometimes they were on a little handle. And you held the little handle, you held the stocking down over it and held it in your hand. That, people don't darn stockings anymore, do they?
So. I think my mother was the last of the darners.
Yeah, Mama could darn so pretty.
Mother taught me how.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you call the utensil that you would use to bring water in from a well?
Bucket. Now, some people call that not a poke, that's for a sack, isn't it? I think there's another term for bucket that some people in the country use. Of course, when you say pail, in some areas.
Does this make a difference? Are they synonyms or do you make
a difference? Well, I would never use the word pail. I would use bucket. And bucket would be any fair-sized container to bring water in, carry water in.
And where would you put, in what sort of container, would you put the food scraps that you had left from a meal?
I would call that my garbage can.
What do you call the utensil that's put on a stove and you usually melt grease in it and put something
skillet.
In it?
Skillet.
And it's another name for
frying pan.
All right. What do you call a heavy iron pot that's used or had been used on a stove to boil water?
Well, we used to speak of it. Now, people up north call it a kettle. But we called it, in the south, we call it a pot because my mother spoke of a kettle. She didn't call it pot. She called it an iron kettle. The big black ones that we used to mm-hmm. boil beans in when we were children. To Mama, that was an iron kettle. But to our neighbors, it was a pot.
Now, is this different from the small things we call tea kettles?
Yes. Now, you probably never saw a kettle, honey,
no,
like I'm talking
about.
Well, they were about this big around and about this tall, and they were black, just like a black skillet. Now, you've seen a black skillet, iron skillet.
Right.
Well, that's what they were. They were iron pots. And Mama cooked all her vegetables in those iron kettles. We call it an iron pot.